I'm Katie Clark, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. UN Chief Ban Ki-moon has named an independent panel to investigate the source of Haiti's cholera outbreak. It's a sensitive subject. Some in Haiti have blamed UN peacekeepers from Nepal for importing the disease. Cholera spreads easily through the poor sanitation of post-earthquake Haiti, and more than 3,200 people have died of it since October. The World's Jeb Sharp spent time with a man in Port-au-Prince who has the job of collecting the bodies of cholera victims.
It hadn't occurred to me to wonder about the bodies until I heard about public health worker Rochefort Saint-Louis. His official title is cholera coordinator for Western Haiti, but basically he collects bodies. He locates them, disinfects them, seals them in plastic body bags, and trucks them to a designated burial ground. The point is to minimize the spread of cholera. The bodies are very dangerous, Saint-Louis says. People throw them into the street and they have fluid inside them. If the fluid comes out and you step in it, you could track it home. You could put your hands in your mouth or your kid could touch your shoes. I meet Saint-Louis in downtown Port-au-Prince at what used to be a public park. It's now a tent city. He's waiting for me in a little white van with the hazard lights flashing. There's a piece of paper taped to the window that says Emergency Operations Center. It's 10 in the morning, and he's already picked up 6 bodies. Saint-Louis has 2 colleagues with him. Before we enter the park, they put on latex gloves, face masks, and bright yellow protective suits. They hoist tanks of chlorinated water onto their backs with spray nozzles attached. I follow their bulky shapes through the narrow passageways between tents and tarps and makeshift shacks. We're here to pick up the body of a 3-month-old baby named Jenny who died in the night. We find her laid out on a bed in her mother's shack. Her eyes are sunken and cloudy. There's no ceremony to it. The men simply get to work, dousing Jenny's body with the chlorine solution and gently tucking cotton wool into her ears.
I'm making sure I close all the holes in the body of the baby, the ear, the mouth, and so the body will not leak of the fluid. Because with the fluid, that's how the cholera spread.
Once that's done, the health workers place the tiny corpse into a plastic body bag and zip it up. Jenny's 24-year-old mother, Katia Alexis, waits outside the tent. She seems dazed. She tells us the baby was fine yesterday, happy and smiling. And then suddenly she was sick with vomiting and diarrhea. Her mother didn't realize it was cholera until it was too late. The body collector, Saint-Louis, doesn't linger. That's partly because his 2 cell phones keep ringing, but it's also because families sometimes have a hard time parting with the bodies, and Saint-Louis doesn't want any trouble. Back out on the street, the men put Jenny's little corpse in the back of a second little white van. No one talks about her. We wash our hands and spray the soles of our feet with the chlorine solution before heading off to find the next body. It's at a neighborhood health clinic on a busy road leading out of the city. The crew gets straight to work disinfecting the body. It's of a 35-year-old man called Marxo Saint-Felix. Like the baby, he only fell ill the night before. His family brought him to the clinic, but it was closed. They tried to flag someone down on the road to take him to the hospital, but no one would do it. He spent the night dying on the sidewalk. And when the clinic opened in the morning, they tried to hydrate him, but it was too late. The health workers lay the corpse in a body bag and zip it up. Then they put the bag inside another one and zip that up. They take the body outside. I ask Saint-Louis if he's ever afraid of catching cholera himself. Afraid, he says? No, I'm not afraid. I know how to protect myself. Then he laughs. One of my guys caught cholera from not being careful, he says. He was in hospital for 7 days. He'll be back at work next week. I ask him what the biggest challenge is with the cholera epidemic. The biggest problem is the population, the lack of education and information, he says. When I go to pick up a body, sometimes the family tries to fight. They deny their relatives have cholera. They blame the voodoo man for infecting the water. The government needs to educate people. But don't attack me. I'm trying to prevent cholera, not spread cholera. As if on cue, five angry men show up next to the van. They turn out to be friends and relatives of the man who died. They're angry the clinic wasn't open last night. They deny Saint-Félix died of cholera, and they accuse the government of kidnapping the body. Saint-Louis quietly signals to his men to take the van with the bodies and leave. Then he reasons with the group as best he can, but it's not easy. Everyone's on edge in this ravaged city. These men are grieving the loss of a loved one, but it's hard not to think they're grieving a whole lot more as well. As the commotion recedes, I ask Saint-Louis where he's headed next. He pauses, grins, and says it's time for lunch. He's going to treat himself with the $10 he found in the dead man's trousers. For The World, I'm Jeb Sharp in Port-au-Prince.
You can see pictures that Jeb took while reporting that story. They're at theworld.org.